I want to ask you about being vulnerable in your interviews. You mentioned earlier you were candid about your struggles with addiction in the conversation with Robin Williams. What's the importance of that in your podcast, of you being vulnerable and honest?
Well, I think that's all of it, is that like if I can offer up some part of myself, you know, shamelessly and connect on that level, it kind of raises the stakes in a conversation, you know? Mm-hmm. If I'm going to say like, oh yeah, I used to do a lot of coke, you know, and somebody who's probably didn't anticipate, you know, talking about that might go like, yeah, I did a little. I'm like, a little? And then maybe you get into that, you know, and I'm not out to sandbag anybody or make controversy. But I think if you volunteer your humanity and your humility and you open your heart and share, it's just not normal for an interviewer to sort of share so much, yeah. Which is why I don't really call myself an interviewer. I just like to have a conversation. There are times even now where I should just shut up. I mean, you know, people are like, dude, why'd you keep finishing that person's sentences? And I was like, because I just didn't have the time to wait for them to finish. So, and if I was wrong, they would have told me, and then that would have been fine. But I guess it just worked out. But I think that by offering up my own, not secrets, but my own vulnerability, it brings people into a different place conversationally.
Do you think that's a problem with conversation in general? Most people aren't vulnerable enough. There's not enough real conversations, basically.
Yeah, of course not. I mean, like, I don't know. Like, you know, people are like, wow, that's a... And people used to say, like, listening to your podcast, it's like therapy. It's like a therapy session. It's like, no, no, there was a time, you know, before... Hold on, let me check my phone. There was a time... when people be like, you know, let's hang out. What are we going to do? I don't know. Let's just hang out and talk for a little while. Now people be like, what is that? What do you mean? And maybe I'm generalizing, but in my life, you know, especially coming up as a comic, we didn't have anything to do. You know, we'd given our life to this ridiculous dream, and we were just a bunch of, you know, gypsies wandering around with notebooks. So, you know, other comics, it'd be like, what are you doing today? And they're like, I don't know. I guess I'm going to eat. And then you're like, all right, well, let's hook up. We'll just hang out. And we just talk for hours. And it was, it's a beautiful thing. Human beings are designed to handle and carry the burden of other human beings. And it's the part of the beautiful soul connection that we all have is the ability to interact and fairly effortlessly make each other feel better. It's just we've all gotten so self-involved and busy with garbage that we can't even do the basic politeness and listen to somebody for 5 minutes. Sometimes all you need to do is listen to someone for 5 minutes and you'll see them 10 years later and they'd be like, you changed my life that day. And you're like, what?
Yeah.
I just, you mean when I put my phone down? You know, so you should be aware of that. Hmm. You know?
Well, I getting acquainted with your work and that Louis C.K. quote, what he said to you, really, really struck me. And it made me think, maybe your journey and a lot of our journeys isn't from insecurity to security. It's from insecurity to being open and honest about your insecurities in a way that allows other people to do the same. And I think that's what you're doing. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
This is Mark Maron.
Good luck with your job.
Thank you.